All right.
Some people need to know.
Well,
I've never shit bet.
They don't need to know right now. Okay. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We said we were bringing you Fetish Locator, and I'm bringing you Fetish Locator before I go to bed. All right. Good morning, Wood, Mr. Penis. Are you enjoying being free from that cage? Yes, I am, Grim. It was quite stuffy in there. It is a good thing no one is here to see me talking to my cock. And it's a good thing no one... Excuse me. Where's Amrose? Mmm. Smells like she's cooking breakfast.
Now, if you did a checkbook, a checklist, Amrose is winning the competition.
Maybe we can have some fun with her before we eat. Me and my penis, that is.
Hey.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Wood. Good morning, Grim. Did you forget we invited your girlfriend over for breakfast? Maybe I should get changed. I don't mind the view.
Okay.
Come sit down. I'll make you something to eat.
Yeah.
Nothing you haven't seen before, I guess.
Yes.
Right.
Would you like some sausage?
Maybe, surprise.
Pepperoni?
You know, you got this. You made this eggs and bacon, but it's missing one thing.
Would you like sausage? Some mustard from my penis?
That was a good old year 2000 joke on Conan back in the day, talking about in the year 2000 they'll find the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress was nothing more than a mustard stain, mustard from Bill Clinton's penis.
In the year 2000. Shouldn't surprise anyone after Sunday. Yet it never fails to impress me.
Okay.
I do miss those Clinton and OJ jokes and things that you... Here you go.
I didn't lie in the deposition. I said lie there in that position.
Looks wonderful, thank you. Hopefully this won't be too much of a distraction. A pleasant surprise. Besides, it should help us prepare for finals. Hopefully I won't be naked for that.
Hey.
I meant testing our ability to remain focused despite distractions.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah!
So after we enjoy Ambrose's delicious food, I suppose we're just studying. Actually. Hmm?
You ever cook bacon with your wiener out?
Wow! Wow! Are you gonna get bacon grease on it or something? Ah!
Have you ever cooked it with your shirt off? Probably
oh,
worse.
Oh, shit! Yeah! I mean, we should.
Yeah, the grease pops.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we should do some studying, but I thought this could be a chance to spend some time together. That's how you turn your penis into a burn victim.
You ever had a bacon flavored penis, ladies? Oh, yeah, you'll feel some divots. They have that soup and saliva. Clear your head up.
What do you mean? What do you have in mind?
Huh.
I mean, sure, we're here for breakfast and studying, but maybe your girlfriend would enjoy something else.
Oh, let me get her some lemonade.
I'm guessing you don't mean the three of us watch a movie or something. I was thinking of something a little more intimate. I might think up a few ideas.
You all want to play some checkers?
We could talk about that later.
Who wants to look at my stamp collection? Want to go down to the dump, slug rats?
I like the way this is going. Cool. All right, then. Let's hit the books. Huh?
What? Where's the books at? You're getting dick all over my love seat.
I've got Norton, Lambert, and Full Test. What about you? That's a really tough lineup. I've got Lewd, Lovelace, and Chambers. Oh, I've heard good things about all three of them. Yeah, and it helps that Professor Lewood's daughter is my best frenemy. Ah, I thought you two were close friends. We are, but she stabbed me in the back at any opportunity. Why would you be friends with someone like that?
Throw Grim her way.
The challenge, Cynthia and Min keep me on my toes. Min is excellent at everything she tries, so we compete. Cynthia knows she can't beat either of us straight up, so she's clever and tricky. Cynthia would do anything she can to try to keep up with us. Sometimes she even wins. That sounds crazy to me, but I guess if that works for you. What about you, Grim? Huh? Who? Sorry, what was the question? Who are the professors grading you this year? Norden, definitely. I'm pretty sure that Lewin will be on the panel, too. I'm not sure about the third. You don't know? It's not like they post a list. How do you know? He's right, Ambrose. We're not supposed to know until the test starts, and we can't influence the professors that'll be judging us.
Yeah,
so everybody tries to find out anyway. So you cheated?
No.
I didn't cheat. They gave each of us a puzzle to figure out. The solution was to... I mean, I guess technically it's hacking, but... Okay, I mean, maybe I cheated, but we're supposed to. Sorry, I didn't realize it was such a nerve. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone.
Huh?
What about you? Did they give you some musical puzzle?
What?
Like, did I have to open an egg underwater? No. We got Mentos.
That's not a musical puzzle. An egg underwater.
Someone just told me. It happens every year. I thought those were just to freshen your breath.
They have flavored ones. These are strawberry.
Okay. Any chance you could ask them for me? Grim.
Hey.
You're right about Nord and Luald. You've already checked?
Yes.
Of course, you're my boyfriend.
Hey.
So who's the third professor on my panel?
If you're my girlfriend, suck my dick.
What should I make him do for it? What do you want? What would it be worth? Almost priceless. You want a kidney? I don't think we're even the same blood type. I wasn't talking about one of mine. Let's not get sidetracked. Lydia, what would you want for this information? Maybe there's something you could do for me instead.
What?
Wait, what? What exactly do you have in mind? Well, you have something I want, and I have something you want. I'm proposing a trade. I want to watch you two having sex right here, in front of me.
Oh.
I guess that wouldn't be too bad. Really? That's all you gotta say about it? And if it's not too much trouble, anal sex? I've never...
Okay.
But you played with toys. It's only a matter of time before we do it.
Don't shove them up her ass, though.
Is that what you want? I don't even know yet. It's a difficult question. How difficult would it be for you?
It's a little rough to just see if you like it.
Yeah, hey, let me know if you're down with this. Give me a thumbs up.
I've never tried it before. Are you sure you wouldn't like it?
Hold your hand out and give me a thumbs up and let me know.
Oh, they'll give them a thumbs up.
That's
how they loosen the area.
Let me make this easier on all of us.
And they didn't purge neither. You know there's going to be shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Norden, Lord, and Waller.
Huh?
I don't know a professor named Waller. Fuck me. Is there a Waller?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told.
Oh.
She's not even an instructor. Fuck me. There's nothing in the rules that says the panel judges have to be professors.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she's not some respected expert in the field or active member of the community. She hates my guts. She's just a glorified prison guard. At least that explains something. What could it possibly explain? All semester she's been making threats that she could see to it that I didn't take finals or that I wouldn't pass finals, etc. She must have known for months. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, love. I didn't realize. No, this is good to know. It sucks, so thank you for warning me. Huh, yeah. I guess we owe you something. You don't have to.
Hey.
The information was worth a lot to me. I wasn't serious about that. I was just winding you two up before telling what I knew. Well, I don't see it the same way.
Yeah, she didn't want to
get that dress off. Let's do this. Seriously, it was just a joke.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Ambrose on this. It would be a nice distraction at least. We'll do this thing for you. I'm sure that Grim and I are going to love it. We can deal with this administrator who hates Grim later.
You know what would really be a nice distraction? Shoving something up your...
I might have some ideas about that. Looking forward to hearing them. Later. Much later. Okay, if that's what you both want.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Huh. We're ready.
Uh-huh.
I'll get rid of my clothes.
Well, then you're participating, right?
I don't know what she's gonna do.
Probably not.
Be gentle.
She hasn't so far, but she has gotten naked in front of him before.
She's a virgin, sorta. Thanks, cunt. You sure you don't want any lube? Positive. I wasn't asking you, hon. Ambrose, we've got syrup, butter. I think I've got some gun oil in the bedroom. You want me to get it? Please don't. I'd like to see what it's like. Raw.
No.
Is that the word?
Well, then get over there and take your spot.
It's okay. Fuck me raw. I want to feel what it's like.
Okay.
Okay. Here. You might want to go slow at first.
Feels like I'm fucking like a wet gravel road. It smells like shit.
No. What? It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
It's a little more than ripping off a Band-Aid. It's like making a small hole into a large hole.
You fuck my ass, I push back on you, and we get you balls deep as fast as possible. Are you sure? That sounds like it would be incredibly painful. If you're gonna fucking rape my ass, at least do what I tell you to do.
Right, that would mean against your will.
Absolutely.
To do what I say if you're going to have that mean. Like, well, then it's no fun if you're looking forward to it.
I think I got that damn thing. If you're going to fucking... Okay. Okay. Ooh!
Oh, that'd been it. That'd been it. I'm done.
Fucking! No.
But you gotta do it like a cogni because they're in England.
Fucking hell!
She asked for it. Europe. I don't know if England has been... I don't know if it's been suggested that it's in England. It just might be somewhere in Europe. Are you alright? Fuck. You are a lot bigger than my toys. Well, some of the characters have different accents.
Well,
it's hard
when you
to tell.
Deal without lubrication, I'm sure that probably made a difference.
I can't seem to pull out.
Ouch.
Ow, ow, ow! Stop that! Sorry. Give me a second. If you don't mind, I'm gonna fuck your cock for a bit. Sounds good to me. Slow and steady wins the race, sir.
It looks like he can pull out any time.
Huh. What is it? Fetish locator. What does it say? Come knocking at the rear entrance of Shady Thicket, where you'll find what you'll find can be immensely satisfying. Today's fetish is anal. Haha, that is funny.
Is it? I'm sure the one with the cock in her ass isn't thinking that.
Oh, fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I don't know. She seems to be enjoying it.
Shady Thicket was a...
Owl?
Saturday Night Live reference.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Christopher Walken played Colonel Lingus.
Oh, you know, really?
Like cunnilingus?
Yeah.
He said, I've been stripped of my rank. You'll have to answer to me by my given name. Oh, analingus.
Oh, no.
Said, I was so looking forward to cunnilingus, but I guess I could give analingus a try, the girl said.
Too much. Fuck. No, it's good. Keep going. I'm surprised. I thought you would get off on this. I will. I just need to get used to his size.
I need some lubrication.
Would some lubricant help? Too late.
Don't worry, I ate some haggis this morning. It's about to explode.
Oh, no. Maybe next time. Probably. Fuck, your ass feels amazing. It feels like you're knee-deep in my colon.
Oh.
I don't think I can stop myself.
Hey, tell you, that's gonna ruin the romance for sure.
Please, please, keep fucking my dirty ass. That is so hot. I think so, too.
Yeah, whip it out and shove it in her mouth.
Can you keep talking dirty like that? It's so damn sexy.
She said, I can't sing anymore because of the acute E. coli poisoning.
Fuck! Fuck my dirty shitbox, you whoremonger. Damn! You like my fucking tight ass? You like fucking my dirty shitbox? Tell me, please. I fucking love it.
I tell you.
It feels like it was made for my pleasure. Well, it wasn't, but... Fuck yes! Ravage my little starfish. I'm gonna rape your...
Stars talk about it. Mm-hmm. There's no business as usual after being fucked in the ass, is what they say.
Oh yeah.
You're walking down the damn airport to get on the next flight to your next gig.
Yeah.
Hoping you don't fart because you're gonna shit yourself if you
do. Oh yeah, I know.
And I'm like, ooh, hope your next co-star didn't see that. That's gonna make it hard.
I'm gonna rape your tiny asshole until you bleed. Damn.
Probably already there.
Damn, I'm gonna come soon. I'm about to dump a load of cum up her little fuckhole. Oh, fuck me! Harder. More. I'm coming! Take it, you bitch! Cream pie my dirty derp... Cream pie my dirt
dirty
box
dirt
like
box.
I was your sister.
Lady,
damn, that was amazing.
Yeah.
After that, I wish I had a cigarette.
Yes.
Me too.
She must not eat for a couple days. That's way too clean, Dove.
So.
Don't believe everything y'all see on TV, kids.
Well, yeah. They're renders. And hopefully we don't have to see anything like that. And
I'm joking, of course.
I know. So. Oh, God. Yeah.
If you're a kid, get the
fuck
off this.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I made that rule. So what was this plan you have for dealing with Waller? Not a plan, just some ideas.
Waller in her ass.
You know how to make friends. Do you know how to turn an enemy into an ally? You mean bribery, blackmail, that sort of thing?
No.
Never in those words. We convince her that we're on the same side, that I'm a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's one possibility. There are also two others. Norden and Leold.
Oh.
If you convince two of the judges to pass you, there's nothing she can do about it. Of course, I could never help you with that. It's not like Cynthia and her mother are in some sort of bizarre sex cult now and could easily be manipulated.
Yes.
That might work, but I'm definitely not fucking Norden. Maybe you could convince someone. I'm not fucking Norden either.
Hey.
I'm sure there's something he wants.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some way to get leverage on each of them. Go above and beyond. Prove that you're really excellent at marketing. Business management. Really?
Yeah,
business management. I mean, marketing is part of that, but... Sorry, prove that you're really excellent in business management, that you know how to manage businesses? I think she's talking about using the same skills they've taught me to sell my judges on the idea that I deserve to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mm.
Speaking of which...
Oh
yeah, we should get to class. You've earned 12 points.
Only 12 points?
Dude, we're at 79. Good luck.
I'm kind of thinking she's in on it.
Oh, do either of you know whether men... Huh?
I think she's in on it.
I mean, maybe.
Lydia?
Maybe.
Well, how are they gonna know? I mean, yeah, it could have been a random thing, ass play on the same day, she's having them rail each other. or...
That's true. We don't know.
It was a planned event.
We don't know.
We'll have to wait and see. I'm just making assumptions. I haven't seen how this plays out yet.
Oh, do either of you know where Min is having a party tonight?
No.
I haven't heard of anything.
Make it easier.
She's probably too focused on studying for finals. That's a shame. I was kind of curious. Didn't you already go to one?
Yes.
True. That's where we met, but... Well, a lot has changed in the past couple of weeks.
See,
you're
she
telling
would
me.
Know he had a dick pic with her in the frame. So
yep.
She's like, oh, I'm going to make him do all kinds of shit.
20 minutes later. Hey, you there?
Huh.
Vanessa, what's up? I was just wondering if you had some time to talk with Allison. Oh, yeah, got good news. What? What's the news? Can you come over now? Guess she's excited. I don't really have anything going on for a bit anyway. Sure, be there in 30-ish. 30 minutes later.
Nice girl.
So, how'd it go?
Hey.
Well, damn, I just came in. Don't I even get something to drink?
Oh,
I'm so sorry. It's just that I'm messing with you. It's all right. Come on, sit. So, what did she say? She's still mad at me about what happened at the party?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I ruined everything. Hey, look at me. I said I had good news, didn't I? Took some convincing, but she said she's willing to talk with you.
Huh?
What? Thank you so much.
Oh, my.
That's all I wanted. Oh, my God. I'll be able to talk to my baby again.
Yeah.
There's a condition, though. Anything. I don't care.
Huh.
Well, no need to be so dramatic. She just wanted me to be there. Or she wanted me there. Yeah. Same thing, though.
Oh.
Oh, that's actually great. You'll be able to help her listen to me and mediate. I'm not really sure about that. You'll do great. I trust you. And considering she picked you for this, she must really trust you as well. When is she willing to talk?
Yeah.
We didn't settle a date. Though I have a vague idea of when she's free. When are you? Anytime. Just let me know when and where, and I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right. I'll figure something out.
Wow.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Wow.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much, Grim. Be careful. You're only going to get one chance at this. I will be. Do you think I need anything? Do you think I need to do anything to prepare?
Bring some loot.
Well, how do I put this politely?
Hey.
It's okay, I'll do anything for her. I think you need to be a bit more open to listening.
Huh?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I've noticed that you can be very intimidating and forceful with what you want at times. Intimidation and forcefulness aren't exactly the most useful tools to use when trying to mend a relationship. So what? Do I need to be submissive? Why do I have to be... Well, it's not some... No, I understand. I have this toxic pattern of managing my personal relationships like they're my clients. That's surprisingly insightful. I know. I've been trying to figure out what I can do to grow, I suppose. And I want you to teach me. Come again? I want you to teach me how to be submissive. I know, but I learn best by doing. And one of the things I like most is sex.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that sounded like an old smoker. Yes.
So, let me get this straight.
Doll.
You want me to dominate you so that you can learn to be more submissive in your personal relationships and give people more control.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
You don't have to make it sound that weird. Trying to learn the best way I know how.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're right. I didn't mean to make fun of you or anything. But it is a bit weird. Still, I'm down to do it.
Yeah.
Great, you can be a little rough with me. I don't mind. Probably shouldn't go too hard on her first go. What should I do to make... What should I make her do to teach her submission? Alright, so... We're gonna stop it right on here.
What? So,
we'll see that later. So, all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next week with more Fetish Locators. So, stay tuned.
Yay!